I really wasn't going to do a message on Thanksgiving. Pastor came to me that's been probably over a month ago, about preaching. And I decided, well, everybody preaches a message about Thanksgiving, so I wasn't going to do that. And then as I did my devotion, and I realized I had much to be thankful for, and that I felt like that's what the Lord wanted me to give thanks about. So we're going to do a message on a grateful heart, developing a grateful heart. You know, if we look back and we see how Thanksgiving really starts. You know, the world, they're starting to get where they kind of want to look at Thanksgiving differently. If you go back to Plymouth Rock, you know, those guys got off that ship, the first thing they do is they get down on their hands and their knees and they thank God they're there. Many of them were dying on the ship because of disease, and many of them made it. And they were giving thanks. And then, you know, we hear the story that they have befriend an Indian, right? And they have a meal with them. And so everybody wants to say that, oh, Thanksgiving, you know, it's been to all cultures and the Indians have it. And anyways, everybody wants to make something of something. But these guys were thankful. And the first place they went to was God. And then we see George Washington doing the same thing. And then Abraham Lincoln makes it a national holiday. Both, when Abraham did it, was in the middle of the Civil War. I don't know if y'all have heard the story of the 10 lepers. And Jesus is walking, the 10 lepers see him. Now, if you don't know anything about lepers, basically their flesh is rotting off. And back then, if you got the disease, you were considered dead. It's just a given. There was no cure for it. And they had villages that they would, their own little villages that they lived in. So you're basically in exile once you get it, most basically. That means you can't see your wives, your daughters, your sons, your fathers, your grandparents. You're exiled. You don't get to see any of them. Well, you know, as the story goes, these 10 guys see Jesus and they ask Jesus to heal them. And so Jesus heals them. And they all run to tell everybody about what's happened. But only one goes back to the source and thanks him. As a matter of fact, as you read the passage, he goes on and he is on his hands and knees thanking God and giving him praise. And I so often thought on that and really kind of wondered, I think we're more like the 10 and the other 9 and less like the one that went back and gave thanks to the source. I want to read this to you real quick before I get started. Would you know who is the greatest saint in the world? It's not he who prays most or fasts most. It's not he who gives most alms or is most eminent for temperance, chastity, or justice. But it is he who is always thankful to God, who wills everything that God wills, who receives everything as an instance of God's goodness, and has a heart always ready to praise God for it. Could you therefore work miracles? You could not do more for yourself than by this thankful spirit, for it turns all that it touches into happiness. You know, we tend to think more about the negative. I mean, just watch the news. Most of us can think of negative things pretty quickly, faster than we can think of something that's positive. Just like an acquisition of most virtues, you can't instantly become thankful. You only become thankful when you habitually practice gratitude in your life. So 1 Chronicles 16:34 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." And then Ephesians chapter 5, 18 through 20 says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Everything good in your life comes from God. James 1:17. We'll grow closer to God when we understand this truth and build our lives around it. Developing these habits can help us become more than thankful. So I've got six of them, and they're kind of lengthy. Regularly practice giving thanks. We should make a habit of expressing gratitude, thankfulness, rather than criticism. It should be our default position. When you see something good in your life, point it out. Thank God for it. We all complain occasionally, but practice responding to your own complaining by finding things to be thankful for. This helps us to rewind your brain to be as proficient at recognizing the good in your life as you are at identifying the bad. Number two, express gratitude regardless of the situation. Regardless of the situation. Paul tells Thessalonians to give thanks in all circumstances because God wills it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So why? Why? We never see the full picture. We can't look at every situation and clearly understand why it's happening. We can only know God is at work in their situations, in these situations, and working them out for our good and His glory. Romans 8:28. So regardless of what's happening, we can thank God for His presence. He is redeeming the situation, sustaining us through it. On our own, we focus on the current situation. We rise above the situation when we purposely look for what God is doing in the middle of it. A.W. Tozer says this, "Perhaps it takes a pure faith to praise God for unrealized blessings than for those we are enjoying or enjoyed or those that we are enjoying now." Number three. Praise God when all is well. Now, when I hit this one, I kind of pause because it's the other ones I think of. But this one, I don't think we think of very much. Because when it's well, we tend to forget why it's well. Where that goodness comes from. And so, you may believe this is obvious. It's just an obvious. But it's critical we do it. We're conditioned to believe that life will go well for us when life runs smoothly. We don't tend to see this as God's gift to us. We don't see how He protects and guides us along the way to green pastures and still waters. We don't. Most of the time, we really don't probably take time to thank God for those good times. Number four, learn to see how bad experiences can produce good outcome. We should all take some time to consider the benefits of the difficult times in your life. After a period away from situations, we should be able to see the good that comes out of these experiences. Often, you will be able to see how those bad experiences helped you gather strength and more momentum for the future blessings in your life. Regardless of that learning to see past trials through eternity's perspective enables us to be more thankful during the times of the struggle. And most of you already probably know this. My wife was pregnant with our number five, a son. And Thursday we went into the doctor and he had stopped breathing and she had to give birth to him. When that happens, and for some it's hard perhaps to understand, but One of the best ways I can possibly think of at first going in, when I first walked in, I knew I had to find something to be thankful for. And the first thing that came across my mind was that the nurse, her name was Lisa. And the second thing was that she had been a veteran nurse for 26 years, so I assumed that she was experienced with this. I knew then that I needed to start writing down all the things that I was thankful for in that period of time. And I'm not going to share them all with you, but that was the first things that I was thankful for in a difficult time. The other thing, it seems very silly, but that room had never been used. It was brand new. We were the first ones to use it. So those things, I felt like God speaking to me, that He was going to take care of me. We'll move on. 5, make gratitude a part of your interactions with other people. Gratitude should impact both our relationships with God and our relationships with other people. Rick Warren once said, to appreciate means to raise in value that not only true about things, right? It's not only true about things. It's true about people. When you appreciate people because it increases their self-worth, make it a regular practice to say thank you to people in your life. Often the people we express gratitude with the least in our lives are those that are close to us. And 6, lean into the strength of gratitude that it provides. I know many people have been through extremely tough situations. I notice those who are most grateful and have learned to see God's work regularly show the most perseverance. Thanksgiving is a superpower. It enables us to see past our experiences and embrace how God is moving. Not only are thankful people able to draw strength from gratitude, but they're also able to empower others with their perspective as well. Thanksgiving, folks, is not a one-time year for us as believers. It is an everyday occurrence. My wife and I, you know, little did I know that this would happen near Thanksgiving. But it taught me a lot of things. I can never, you know, when you go into a hospital to have a baby, you are planning to leave with the baby, not having to leave it. That was probably the most difficult part of it. But I found so many things to be thankful for that brought me to my knees. To be thankful to God, because I've got a wonderful wife and 4 wonderful boys. My oldest boy, I know he'll take good care of me when I'm old. I couldn't have done it without him. He was a man. My younger boys, they were comic relief. And it's awesome when they're young, they see the things to be thankful for that we so often miss as adults. When they saw the baby, their reactions were, oh, he's so cute. And most of us would have looked and thought something different. But they saw something else. Conagher, he's He's always my comedic relief. And Lisa was pondering about it. He noticed she had his attention, and then it drifted her attention from him. And he looks at her and says, it'll be okay. You're thinking about the baby brother, aren't you? And she said, yes. And he says, but you still got me? So, God has a way, always. But we've got to remember to go to the source. Because that's the source is where it flows from. Whether it's good or it's a time of bad. And Paul says to give thanks in all things. And we saw what Paul went through. And the number 10 leper, he was a Samaritan. They back then, the Jews wouldn't even have nothing to do with the Samaritans. But the Samaritan came back and thanked God. Came back to the source. And every day of our lives we need to go to the source, because He died on the cross for our sins. He took our punishment. Bared our judgment. And gave us freedom. Gave us eternal life. Gave us a hope. And I have that hope. But one day I know I will be there with Jesus. And I know that I'll see my son, and I'll get to see the hair that he would have and the color of his eyes. I'll see how big he's going to be. All the things that I missed out on. At some point, at one point, I'll see it all. So let's remember to give thanks daily. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful to You, but know very well that so often we take You and so much of what You give us in our lives for granted. We tend to fail in this, Lord, especially because life just goes perhaps so good for us that we just take You for granted. And then when we face something difficulty, we're, Lord, help us, we need You. And that's it. And we get what we want and we're off to the next thing. Whether it's something to buy or something to do. And You're back in the back again. Help us, Heavenly Father, to keep our mind in its rightful place upon You. And to remember that we're to give thanks, gratitude to You daily, even over the good stuff, and even through the bad stuff. Pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.